And joining us from Iosco County Coats for Kids, once again, June Percy. How are you today, June?
Couldn't be better. Thank you, Kevin.
Glad to have you on after just seeing you. A little warmer than we were that Friday out and at the Taos Area Chamber of Commerce, though.
Well, yeah, but it was fun.
It was.
The United Fun kickoff there, it was very interesting, especially when people stop by with donations.
Yeah.
You know, there was the one lady who stopped with a check there for the United Fund, and she also, out of her other hand, she gave us this enormous bag of knitted hats that she'd made. Beautiful knitting. And another lady, the same day, I think, stopped by at our church, Grace Lutheran there, and dropped off another big bag. So kids should not be cold this year. We have a lot of nice knitted hats.
Nice, yeah. Well, yep, we did do very well. And, of course, mentioning the United Fund, Iosco County Coats for Kids is one part of that, but that doesn't mean people can't make donations. You've got a lot of different boxes out there at a lot of different locations, and the best way to find out where the boxes are is to go to your Facebook page, right?
That's right, yes. Mm-hmm. They're all over town. You shouldn't have any difficulty finding them.
Yeah. Now, speaking of donations, not only knitted hats, but you've been getting some donations of other kind of things that'll be helpful too, right?
Well, we do. You know, back in July, we had an email saying that our donor of Merrill shoes was going to have some available for us. Mm-hmm. We've never heard another word since then, so yesterday she followed up with that, and she tells us she has 25 crates of shoes coming in, all new, plus computer bags, backpacks. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
'Cause she's not in town. It's quite a way away. But Ben Harris at Make Way Move All helps us out every time. He goes over there and picks them up and brings them in for us. So we'll be having those soon to go out to the kids, too. They are limited sizes. You know, they're
sure,
like sample sizes, but they're beautiful shoes, and we know that they'll be keeping a lot of kids well shod this year.
Very good. And then, you know, grants. You know, we talked about the United Fund donating money, but you also get grant money that helps you out too, right?
Well, we do, and we need it. We really need it. But this year, we received three different grants for specifically to buy gloves. One was from the Iosco Community Foundation. One was from First Federal of Northern Michigan, who donates regularly to us. They're wonderful. And another one was from a Paul Trapp Endowment Fund. And altogether, we were able to buy about 500 pairs of those lovely insulated gloves for the kids, which we've never been able to do before. And so this year, hopefully, kids will have warm hands too.
Yeah, wow. So some exciting news, and of course they can learn more about, as I mentioned, where the boxes are located and just learn more about Iosco County Coats for Kids. Again, the Facebook page, how do they find that Facebook page, June?
Well, if you're on Facebook, just look for Iosco Coats for Kids.
Simple
it's
as
right
that.
There.
As always, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So come on out to any of the box locations, find out where there's a box near you, and donate coats and gloves and scarves, and let's help those needy kids in Iosco County. I know, June, we're going to be getting close to distribution days, so we'll be talking to you about that, but we'll keep up with you every week and hear some more exciting news about what's happening with Iosco County Coats for Kids.
Oh, good.